This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Wells Fargo's black eye is having trouble healing. The news this time is that the bank has just fired or suspended more than a dozen employees for allegedly forging meal receipts on expense reports. This comes as Wells Fargo tries to rebrand itself after 2 years of scandals. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
2 years ago, regulators revealed Wells Fargo employees had fraudulently created millions of accounts without their customers knowing it. More scandals followed. Eric Bernstein with Bernstein Crisis Management says for any other company, this latest incident would have been a boring internal issue, but not for Wells Fargo.
People believe that they have a problem with company culture, and whether they do or not is almost moot, because if the public and other important audiences believe you have a problem, then you do.
His advice, do whatever it takes to show the company's culture is changing.
We're committed to cleaning up, and we're going to do it even if it results in some ugly situations for ourselves.
June West teaches management communication at the University of Virginia. She says, of course Wells Fargo's under a microscope, but so is everybody else.
I think in today's social media world, no institution or organization can put their head in the sand and hope something's going to go away.
And it comes with real costs. Wells Fargo was fined $1 billion in April by regulators and is still under investigation by the Justice Department and Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.